Welcome into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear, joined by my partner Nathaniel Finch with this week's edition. We've got interviews from all six players of the week and their coaches. First, from District 1 Boys Basketball, Luke McBride, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Norwell High School, along with his father, head coach Mike McBride, up for the Knights. Here is that conversation with Mike and his son, Luke. Joining us now, Coach Mike McBride and his son, Luke McBride, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 1, Norwell High School. The Knights are 5-1 to start this year. Coach McBride, we'll start with you. So what has been the mindset of your just not only your son, but the whole team so far, six games in?
Well, you know, we're a competitive group of kids, we're really wanting to compete right now. We're focused on trying to get better, and our guys have come out with some good aggressive play on the offensive end, and then defensively we've been pretty solid. As a group overall, we've got a lot of weapons. I think we've got, you know, right now we've got three guys averaging double figures, and we've got one guy sitting at like 9.8. So really basically four guys that are right at that double figure mark, which makes us hard to guard right now. And then I think, you know, as far as Luke's had a really good mentality as far as, you know, attacking the basket, and he shot the ball at a high percentage this year. I think right now through six games, he's shooting 62% from 3-point land, which is an incredible clip. And then he's shooting over like 92% on the free throw line. And then he's been able to pile up quite a few assists because he's drawn a lot of attention, and then his teammates are open and he's been able to find him. So we're playing really, really well together right now. And our guys have been focused, and they're just really, really competitive, and they're looking to, try to continue to prove each day and get better. They've got some pretty high goals this season.
And Luke, now the shift turns to you. Pretty good start to the year for you. This week alone, Fort Wayne Dwenger, got 21 points, 14 rebounds, and Dad just mentioned it, five assists, kind of all-around game. And then again, Franklin Central, third all-time in Norwell's scoring list with now 1,432 points as you score 23 and 10, a double-double again, six assists. What's been the mindset out on the court for you specifically?
I think just being confident in myself is a big key. Looking to shoot open shots, I mean, I can shoot it really well, so that's just being confident in that is great for me. And then attacking the rim, looking to get to the free throw line and finish inside. But also I think a big thing is being confident in my teammates, looking to set them up, looking to give them the ball where they can be effective and score, and just being confident overall is just the main thing.
And Luke, you're in your fourth year now with the Knights. What's been the shift in leadership roles for you over the years now?
Yeah, I've stepped into a big leadership role, I feel, especially last year. It was really the first year where there wasn't anybody older than we didn't have any seniors last year, so the juniors were the oldest group on the team. And I think just being very vocal, whether it's timeouts, on the court, obviously, and then also a good voice in the locker room, just being a positive voice and encouraging teammates, just looking to get them better every day.
What kind of other personal goals and what are you looking forward to do you have for the rest of the season here?
I think a big one is just having a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be the last year I play high school basketball, so that's probably a big one for me. But also just come in and getting better every day, just working hard in practice, and then making sure me and my teammates are locked in for every game, and then also just having a good time while we do it.
A question for both you guys. First, Luke, and then Mike. What has been the mindset for not only just like your family, but you guys specifically? What's it mean to you to be committed to Bethel here?
I know it feels great. Bethel is really it's a really good fit for me, I feel. I really enjoy the coaches and the players and the culture they got there. And it feels good to have that done, I'm not having to worry about, colleges watching me and me worrying about colleges. So it's nice to have that done.
And coach, same question to you.
Yeah, I think, you know, as far as his commitment to Bethel, I think, we went through the recruiting process and he went through that, I think he did a good job of getting on campuses that of the people that were recruiting him. And I think he was able to find what fit him. And I think, you know, while he committed in July, I think once he found out, you know, that he knew where he wanted to go and where he wanted to be, I think he did the right thing by making that commitment. Number one, letting other coaches know so they could move forward, knowing that he wasn't going to be coming to them. And then the other thing is to let the Bethel coaches know so that they could continue to move forward with what they need to do on their recruiting and their list yet. So I think he found a really good fit for him. And I think it's going to be a situation where he has a great opportunity to grow, not only as a basketball player, but as a person as he moves into college and the next season.
Coach, I know you mentioned you have conference play coming up. What does the rest of the season look like? What do you have to look forward to for Norwell?
Well, we're the defending NEA champs in conference. We're the defending sectional champs last year in our sectional. So, you know, conference is really important to us. We got a real goal set. We're really trying to go back-to-back with that. And if we're able to do that, it'd be our third one in the last 4 years, to win a conference three times in the last 4 years. And since our conference has been in existence, nobody has three championships yet in it. So East Noble has two and Huntington has two and we have two. So we're real hungry for that. We're really, really excited about the opportunity to play here in a few weeks in the Noblesville tournament. Last year, we lost in the championship game in a real close game by 4 to Chesterton, who was the number one team in the state for most of the year in 4A and lost in the state finals. So we're really looking forward to going back to that tournament and competing. We know it's a high-level tournament. We open with Columbus North, who's got a really good basketball team and is playing really well right now. I think they're 5-2 right now. And then we have opportunity potentially to play either Lawrence Central or Chesterton after that. And then on the other side of the bracket, you know, you've got Crown Point, Castle, Northridge, who's a top 10 team in 4A, and then Noblesville, who's like in the top 5 in 4A. So it's a loaded field at Noblesville, and it's a great opportunity for us, you know, being the only 3A school, to go down there and play really, really good competition and really get challenged. So we're really excited about that. And then obviously, you know, we'll be excited about the tournament in March, you know, the sectional and what we're looking forward to trying to accomplish there. But the rest of this season, you know, is all preparation for trying to be our best come at the end of the year. We've got some great challenges ahead. We still have Homestead on our schedule at the end of the season. We've got Concordia, Fort Wayne Concordia. So we've got some really, really good challenges along with our conference in the Noblesville tournament. So it's something we're really looking forward to. And we think that, you know, by the end of the year, we'll be really battle tested with a lot of different styles, a lot of different teams. And we're playing a lot of big schools this year. So I think that's going to help us, hopefully, as we get ready to play in the sectional in the future.
Coach Luke, congratulations again. Thank you so much for the timing. Good luck the rest of the season, guys.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thanks to Luke McBride and his father, Coach Mike McBride from Norwell, giving us some of their time. Again, congratulations to the two of them, to their family, to Norwell. And now let's shift focus to District 1 of girls basketball. Amia Reynolds, Franciscan Health Player of the Week, South Bend Washington High School, and the head coach of the Panthers, Coach Stephen Reynolds. Here is that conversation with Coach Reynolds and Amia. Joining us now, Coach Stephen Reynolds of South Bend Washington High School and Franciscan Health Player of the Week from District 1 Girls Basketball, Amia Reynolds. Coach, we'll start with you here. What has been the mindset here for the Panthers? You guys are 12 games in and still undefeated, 12-0 start. It's been fantastic. What's been the mindset for you guys so far through the season?
Yeah, you know, we've just wanted to compete at a high level. And I mean, from the time we got into school until now, we wanted to raise the bar, you know, keep our pace up, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, I have a group that's been, you know, battle tested, you know, after going through a state championship run last year, but coming to this year, the greatest thing for me was is they were hungry early. I think, you know, winning a 3A has its merits, and we don't take that for granted. But to have an opportunity to go back-to-back after being moved up because of success factor, we just see the opportunity ahead of us, and we're hungry for it.
And Maya, a couple milestones for you this week in game one of this week against New Prairie. You reached 500 career assists in this game. You had 7 total. And then in the second game of the week, you had a 29-point, 11-rebound double-double, but you go over 1,000 points in your career with South Bend, Washington. So what has been your mindset so far on the season through 12 games?
I've just been really committed to doing whatever the team needs me to do at the time, and whether that's scoring or passing, rebounding, whatever it is, that's what I've just been committed to doing. And then along with that, I've just so happened to reach those milestones. But I've just been super grateful to get those this year. But, you know, like the main thing for me is just getting what needs to be done for my team.
Maya, I can see you're committed to Maryland, and you also coached by your father. What's it mean to you to first be committed to Maryland already this early, but then also what's it mean for you to be coached by your father here at South Bend?
Being committed right now definitely brings a lot of stress off in that area as far as recruitment, and then just being able to focus on hopefully another good state run and ending with a championship. And then as far as being coached by my dad, you know, like it has – so many perks, being able to like be in the same house as him and learn from him just throughout the years, and being able to keep that same background, that same coach, same coaching style and stuff like that has been really helpful as far as myself and our team, I think.
And Amaya, lastly, what does it mean to you to be in your fourth year now with the Panthers, and how has the leadership role kind of changed for you out there on the court now in your fourth and final year?
I just think throughout my 4 years here, I've sort of stepped in as a leader, being the captain and everything. No matter if I was one of the younger ones or now being one of the older ones on the team. So I don't think my role has changed too much throughout the years, but I think it's definitely gotten a lot easier leading this team. And they've been really good at receiving what I have to say and stuff, so my team makes it easy for me.
Coach, now question for you. What's it mean to you as a father to have your daughter committed to Maryland here, not only for you, but also your family?
It's great. I mean, we love Maryland. I have an older daughter who's there right now, Mila Reynolds, who had a great career here at Washington. And so, you know, to see them get an opportunity to play together again on that stage with a top 20 program almost every year, you know, it's an amazing feeling, a real reward for the hard work. And so I'm just obviously extremely proud of her, of what she's done and what she's going to do.
And then lastly, Coach, really for either of you, but what does the rest of the season look like for the Panthers? So you're already 12 games in, but as you've already started conference play, what does the rest of the season look like for you? What kind of goals do you guys have as a team?
Well, again, you know, at the beginning of the year, this summer, beginning of the year, all we've talked about is putting ourselves in a position to make a state championship run at the 4A level. Now, along the way, you know, we've loaded up our schedule non-conference. You know, we just played the number one team in Michigan and West Bloomfield, and I mean, they were tough. You know, driving 3 hours, going on the road, and getting that win was huge. We have coming up on Saturday, we have number 3 Bolingbrook. They're number 3 team in Illinois. We've watched them; they're undefeated, and we do that purposely in December, just as a midway point to be like, okay, where are we really? And then for us, January is the magic month. You know, we have North Rock coming up, we have Lalamere, we have Ashland Shade. So we want to play the best. You know, we want to get better heading into that state tournament. And so, you know, that's the goal, is just to stay healthy, get better, stay hungry, and just try to compete at as high a level as possible.
Coach and Amaya, again, congrats on the award, the honor. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck to the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks goes out to Amaya Reynolds and Coach Steven Reynolds, giving us some of their time. Congratulations to both of them. Good luck to the rest of the season with South Bend, Washington, with the Panthers. Now, as we shift into District 2 boys basketball, Oak Hill High School with the Golden Eagles, Landon Beagle, and his coach, Coach Kevin Renbarger. Here is that conversation with the Franciscan Health Player of the Week, Landon Beagle, and Coach Renbarger. Joining us now, Coach Kevin Renbarger and Landon Beagle, Franciscan Health Player of the Week from Oak Hill High School, District 2 Boys High School Basketball. So, Coach, let's start with you. Oak Hill's got off to a great start so far on the year, 4-1 to start off this season. What's been the mindset for you guys through five games here?
Well, just continuing to improve every day. You know, we've got a team, we had no seniors on the team last year. All of the kids, including Landon, were juniors last year, and they're coming off in an 18-6 season. We won our conference and won our county. Came 1 point short to Norwell. So, you know, they've got some pretty high expectations coming in for their senior year. And so the mindset is, again, to just improve on where we were last year, take it day by day, and put ourselves in a position to compete for what's going to, it looks like it's going to turn out to be a very, very competitive 3A sectional at Peru.
Landon, shift turns to you now. 25 points against Mississinewa and then 42 points. A huge game for you. Only the third player in program history with a 40-plus point game against Makonikwa earlier this week as well. So what's been the mindset for you out there on the court with your guys?
My mindset has just been to do whatever it takes to win, whether it is dropping either 10 points or 40, whatever it takes just to go out there and get a dub.
Landon, a few years here now with Oak Hill, with the Golden Eagles. How has the leadership role changed for you specifically out there on the court?
Well, I started off as a freshman not knowing much, pretty much just chucking threes as a freshman. So now my role has changed, got more experience, and then developed more. So I don't know. It's just been trying to help the younger guys improve every day, as well as my other teammates.
Landon, also, what does it mean to you to be committed to Huntington to play for the Foresters next year?
I'm really looking forward to it. Coach Alford and the staff really like me, and I really like them, so I just think it's a good fit for me because they shoot a whole bunch of threes, and just I'm really looking forward to that kind of basketball at Huntington.
Coach, now back to you. What does it mean to you specifically to have Landon already committed to playing at Huntington and such a great player on your team?
Well, it's a huge relief off of his shoulders. You know, it's a very pressure-packed decision, and there's a lot that goes into it. And so, you know, having that off of his shoulders where he can just concentrate on being him and not have to worry about what the future may hold, I think it's just a tremendous relief for him, and you can see it. You physically can see it when you watch him play that weight isn't there anymore, and I think it allows him to be a more free basketball player and, you know, just play for the joy of it and not have that decision kind of looming over his head, so to speak.
Coach, also, what does the rest of the season look like for the Golden Eagles here as you guys have only played five games? What do you guys have to look forward to the rest of the year as you guys start the conference play and then get into sectionals later in this year here?
Well, everything that we are shooting for is directly in front of us. We started conference play last Friday with a victory over Mississinewa, in which Landon had the 25 points. So we'll play Franklin again, another conference opponent this weekend. Our county tourney is over Christmas break, and then we come back and play. You know, we'll have Peru, who is a sectional opponent, some good non-conference games at the end of the year, as well as some sectional opponents at the end of the year. So it's just, as I said before, it's a focus on the process to put ourselves in a position to kind of redeem some games that we lost last year, improve upon our record, improve upon our individual skills and abilities as a team, and look forward to being in a position to challenge for what we consider to be one of the toughest 3A sectionals in the state.
Coach and Landon, again, congratulations on the award. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck to you guys the rest of the season here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A big thank you to Coach Renbarger and Landon Beagle, your District 2 Player of the Week. For that conversation, we next move on to the District 2 Girls Player of the Week. That's with Coach Stan Benge. This, from Ben Davis High School, had a big weekend. Marion County Tournament, they won the championship, defeated Pike, Warren Central, North Central, and Lawrence Central, all these Indianapolis teams. They were a lot of close games. Big reason why was Christian Carter, your Franciscan Health District 2 Player of the Week. She had a double-double in three of the four games, a weekend-high 25 points in that second game against Warren Central. Just a great performance. So let's hear that conversation, not with Christian because of finals, but with Coach Stan Benge of Ben Davis. I'm here with Coach Benge of Ben Davis High School. Can't talk to Christian today, but let's talk about her. Coach, for Christian Carter, what makes her so special on the floor?
Well, she's just a great person. I mean, she's a top 10 student. She's someone that, you know, wasn't that talented when she was younger and just kept working and worked every day and kept getting better. And, you know, it's great to see the type of year she's having this year. It just seems like every time she takes the floor, she's learned a new move. She's developed a little more, got a little more intelligence in her game. So, you know, you really root for people like her to be successful.
What are her biggest strengths on the basketball court?
Well, you know, she's a tall girl. She's about 6'3", 6'4", and she's got good quickness for as tall as she is, and good hand-eye coordination. And she's, like I said, started to learn the game and is finishing at the basket. She did a lot of good things last year, like, you know, she would get in a hurry and wouldn't finish at the basket, but she's doing a much better job of that this year.
How have you seen her leadership style and her leadership, just how good of a leader she's been? How has that developed over the last few years?
Well, I mean, the kids respect her. She's she was pretty much unanimously selected as our team captain this year by all the players. She does a nice job, has a good rapport with all the players, and everybody respects her.
Looking specifically at last week, had that big Marion County tournament. You guys went all the way to the end. You won every game, but there were a lot of close games. How did she help you guys get over the edge late in these games?
Well, as anybody knows, it took an entire team effort, and, you know, she was a big part of that. You know, I think in every game we were behind, could have lost, and it seemed like someone different stepped up every game, and it was nice to see that happen as a team. But Kristen, individually, I mean, she did a nice job hitting the boards and scored a lot of points for her. So along with her and Taylor Guess and Kirsten Clark and Zoe Wheeler, and I mean, they all stepped up and did a good job at some point in time.
She had a double-double in three of the four games. Really impressive numbers here, and bigger reason why she's the player of the week. How does she help her teammates get involved and get some scoring opportunities?
Well, anytime you have a big, the other team has, you know, two, maybe even three players guarding her, so it opens up scoring opportunities for everybody else also. And she's done a better job of passing out of the post also.
We saw a lot of dominance from her last week. Has it been like this all season, or what was different about that tournament?
Well, she's played well. She's had good stats all season. Probably the biggest difference, we won the game. Won the game. So, you know, and that's what it takes, is for, you know, to individual success is a lot because of team success. We wouldn't be talking right now if we'd gotten beat by Warren Central. So it took everybody stepping up and helping us win, and that allows the individuals to get some recognition also.
Coach, what are the goals you guys have set for this year?
Well, we just want to keep getting better, and if we keep getting better at the end of the year, you know, I think we could be a really good basketball team.
Hey, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck the rest of the year.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to Coach Bench for that conversation. Next, we move on to District 3. Your boy player of the week in District 3 is Trent Sisley, the 6'8" sophomore forward. This guy's a monster. Get these numbers. Game 1, he had 27 points and 13 rebounds, 4 assists, and a 51-46 win at North Posey. Game 2, though, this was such a dominating performance. 36 points, 23 rebounds. It doesn't stop there, though. 4 assists and 9 blocks. This guy is a monster. It was a double overtime win against Owensboro, 75-73. Big reason why the team's having success. From Heritage Hills High School, here's Coach Nate Hawkins and Trent Sisley, your District 3 Franciscan Health Player of the Week. I'm here with Coach Nate Hawkins and Trent Sisley. Let's have this first question for you, Coach. For Trent, had a great weekend last week, couple big wins. What makes him so special on the floor?
Oh, man, yeah, he's special, you know. And I think the biggest thing, you know, for the Trent is just, you know, his work ethic and how hard he does go every single day and every single game. You know, we've continued to see major improvements in his game, obviously from last year to this year. But you know, what was impressive, I mean, obviously he could put the ball in the basket, but you know, he's also averaging 12 and a half rebounds a game. Had 23 rebounds in that Owensboro game, 9 block shots. Has really really grown into a great defender too as well. And you know, just taking steps in the right direction every day. And we're really proud of Trent, and it's been a lot of fun to coach him.
Trent, this next question for you. 36 points, 23 rebounds, 9 block shots. This looks like NBA 2K numbers in your guys' double overtime win against Owensboro. Walk me through what it's like out there on the floor. You're the biggest guy at 6'8". What's it like playing basketball with these high schoolers?
Yeah, it's been good so far this season. We've had a good start. I've had a good start. But, you know, out there against Owensboro, we were in that 3-2 zone, so I was down on the block. I was able to get a lot of rebounds and stuff, and then the offense kind of goes through me a little bit. So to be able to score 36 points like I did was huge. It kind of propelled us to win that. So
you're a sophomore, so you still got a few more years, but what's next?
I don't know. Just keep expanding, keep trying to get wins, you know, win a regional sectional this year, hopefully. So pretty much just winning.
I love to hear those team goals. Do you specifically, Trent, have any personal goals set for this year?
Not really. Just keep getting better, you know. Just have a good season and then keep that going into AAU this spring and summer.
Coach, this next question for you. Walk me through the leadership that Trent shows on the floor.
Well, I tell you, I think Trent's a great leader by example, just because of what we had talked about earlier, and you know, his work ethic and how hard he works. And I think our kids really feed off of that. But you know, also I think he's really grown from last year to this year, and grown from your freshman season to your sophomore season, and having a little bit of experience helps. But he's you know, being a lot more vocal as well. And you know, I know there was one time you know, we came out in that Owensboro game, and you know, we didn't really execute out of the timeout, and you know, Trent was quick to, you know, help make some adjustments with our team and get everybody back on track. So, you know, I'm just really proud of him, and you know, the leadership that he has shown over the course of this season, and you know, his maturity. I mean, he's just matured into a nice young man, and you know, an excellent basketball player.
He had 8 assists total last week. How does his talent help other guys get open and get scoring opportunities?
Well, I think it kind of told you a little bit is that, you know, obviously our offense runs through him, but one of the great things about his game is the way that he can pass the basketball, and we're constantly, and Trent would kind of tell you this, is we're constantly working with all of our guys on moving to open spots, cutting to the basket, cutting off of him and playing with him, and you know, or playing off of him, however you want to say it. And you know, I think that we've got a lot of other capable players on our basketball team that can score the basketball, and whenever he finds them, they usually deliver for him. So you know, I think it's been a real joy to watch this team evolve, because you know, obviously we've got Trent there, but we also feel like we've got a lot of really good players on our basketball team that are continuing to expand their games, and obviously that helps with some of the focus on Trent, you would say, or double triple teams that he maybe gets sometimes. But you know, it's just been a joy so far, so we're just going to keep it going.
Hey, thanks guys for your time, and good luck the rest of the year. Thanks goes to Coach Hawkins and Trent Sisley for that conversation. Let's move on to the other District 3 Player of the Week. District 3 girls, on the girls' side of things, from Trinity Lutheran High School, it's Bailey Tabling. She is your District 3 Franciscan Health IBCA Player of the Week. And boy, she had herself a great week as well. We couldn't talk to her because of finals like some of our other athletes, but here's Coach Mike Lang in a conversation about Bailey when she had 30 points and 14 rebounds in that first game. It was a 9-point win against South Ripley, and then they really blew into some other teams. They defeated Christian Academy 68-29. She had 36-11. And then against Orleans, 17 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 blocks. Really impressive. It was a 22-point victory against that squad. Let's talk to Coach Mike Lang from Trinity Lutheran High School about Bailey Tabling. I'm here with Coach Lang of Trinity Lutheran High School. We're talking about Bailey Tabling. Can't talk to her because of finals week like some of our other athletes. But, Coach, for Bailey, what makes her so special on the basketball court?
I think the one thing that, you know, when you always find a good player is how do they make the players around them better. And, you know, even though Bailey she's averaging right at 25 a game, we've got three other kids that's averaging at double figures, and that's a testament to her. You know, she's had games up where she's had as many as 8 assists, and she really looks to get her teammates involved in, you know, what makes her so special. Even though she's a very talented player, it's always team first.
What are her strengths on the basketball court?
Well, not just scoring, but I think her vision, her court vision is outstanding. And as a guard, she's got the ability to go down and rebound. So I kind of consider her a triple threat, you know, where she can rebound, she can score, and she can also spread the wealth by getting all the assists.
She had 3 double-doubles last week, one of which a bit of a closer game against South Ripley, but for the most part, you guys had blew out your opponents. How has this season gone for you guys, and how has she helped you guys earn these wins?
Well, I tell you what, you know, you look back at South Ripley, we're really a young team. We only start one senior, that being Bailey. We start 3 sophomores around her. So, you know, we talk about the maturity of our team and trying to remain focused. And that kind of happened against us a little bit against South Ripley. We blew a 22-point lead, and, you know, when we needed a bucket, Bailey just went out and got the bucket for us. You know, we tried to run some clock, and the offense didn't run as well. So she just literally, she kind of took over late in the game and was able to spread the distance a little bit in terms of score.
Last week, Bailey became the Jackson County all-time leading scorer. How big of an accomplishment was that, and what was it like for you guys celebrating that with her?
Wow, there's been so many accomplishments for Bailey. You know, she became the school's all-time leading scorer. I think one game into the season, she became the school's all-time leading scorer. Then 5 games into the season, she becomes the county's all-time leading scorer. I hate to say it's not a huge accomplishment because it is a huge accomplishment. But there's just been so many along the way with her that it's just like just another day. And she treats it just like another day. We honored her at the boys' game on Saturday evening. We had a great reception for her, and it's one thing that she deserved. And now with these accomplishments behind her, it's time to just focus on the season. And once January gets here, making a deep tournament run.
Coach, she's a senior. What has her development been like since that freshman year?
Oh, boy. You know what? Where we're really seeing her development the most is really on the defensive end. Bailey's always been an outstanding scorer going back to her junior high days. She's just one of those kids that's able to put the ball into the bucket. So one thing we've really stressed with her, she's got to improve defensively. And that was from her freshman year. And I think now she realizes just how hard she's got to play on the defensive end to be a Division I basketball player. So that's one thing we've really worked hard on her development. The other part is when, you know, she's played on a very successful AAU program with Tony Marlin, and she had scores around her, and that allowed her to develop her court vision, allowed her to distribute the ball, and that just carries over to what she does with us.
What are some goals that you guys have for the year?
Well, obviously, we want to win our 4th straight sectional. You know, that's goal number one. We want to continue to get better throughout the course of the season, and I think that's something we've done. Like I said, we've got a young team, and just getting them to focus and understand the importance of taking one game at a time. But obviously, you know, with a player like Bailey, she has the ability to take a game over single-handedly. And obviously we want to try to make as far deep run in the term as we can. And one thing we haven't been able to do is get out of the regional because it's so tough. So I think just to say if we could get out of the regional, we'd have an outstanding season.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the year.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a great day.
We would like to thank all six of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young ladies and three young men with the rest of their seasons. Tune in next Wednesday to hear from next week's winners. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, with my partner Nathaniel Finch, I'm Graham Shear.